With the lighting of this chalice, I would like to send an appeal to all adults on our earth home. Please be aware that our children are in our house. They're watching what we're doing and they're listening to what we say. Please be vigilant in identifying the young people among us who are growing into social witness for Earth in this strident and uncertain era of global climate change. I would ask that you provide adult support for young people by simply holding the space necessary for them to be heard and to validate their call to speak of their concerns for the Earth that they will inherit with words and actions. Your adult wisdom, your quiet strength, your commitment, your ability to be fully present as these young people find their voices was never more urgently needed than it is at this moment in history. Would you come sit? I would like to today allow that space for children to speak on climate change, who have been in our UUFPR religious education and who have received education about climate change in their school curricula. First, I would like for you to hear from Ella Jacobs, who is a rising sixth grader at Bach Middle School.
As people, it's hard to understand that we need to cut back on global warming. Some people don't really care whether the Earth is being destroyed or not because they don't think it will affect them, but it really will. Global warming can harm ecosystems, then it will damage the food chain, and it will eventually affect you. I personally think here at UUFPR we should consider doing more recycling. Just here in Palm Beach County, we produce, on average, 8.6 pounds per person per day. The average waste in the U.S. is 4.6 pounds per person per day, so we obviously need to cut back. By recycling, we reduce the amount of methane gas that's given off into the atmosphere. When methane gas is given off into the atmosphere, it heats up the planet. When the planet gets hotter, it increases the amount of water in the ocean by melting the ice caps. When the amount of water in the ocean rises, it can cause serious flooding. This is only one of the many consequences that global warming holds. So now that you heard one of the consequences of global warming, I hope most of you do care.
Thank you, Ella. And now we're going to hear from Genevieve Van Camp, who's a rising fifth grader at Franklin Academy.
We inherit the mistakes of the generations before us. We, the children and younger generations of these years, must deal with a mountain of mistakes already made, but not by us. Those who know better and will do better for the Earth. And Earth was thought to be endless, but it wasn't, and that lush green Earth that there used to be was gone, or is gone. Cleaning up the Earth is like me cleaning my room. I'm told to do it hundreds of times, but it never really happens. I would like to finish off with my visual presentation. I like to think of Earth as a living human being with a heart, and every time that somebody litters or causes trash, a small black hole appears. Sooner or later, the heart in this human being we call Earth will turn into a black hole itself. And we, along with Earth, will disappear. Does anybody want any hearts? I have a lot of extras. Okay. Goodbye.
So I am delighted to present now a young UU who has been concerned about climate change for several years and is engaged in advocacy on the issue. She's involved in a letter campaign to request that President Obama convene a national summit on climate disruption. And she's involved in getting a petition before the Florida Department of Environmental Protection to adopt a rule to regulate greenhouse gas emissions. She's also been engaged in the dialogue about the meaning of climate change to her generation by participating on a panel at the Healing Ourselves and Our World Conference in Orlando in this past February, and she will be participating on a panel up in Vermont next month at a panel called Children, Climate, and Faith. I'd like to introduce Leah Buer.
Well, these words of praise come straight from my mother, by the way. Well, it's apparently obvious by the progression of this service that I'm here to tell you about how your kitchen appliances are going to turn into transformers and disassemble your kitchen to take over the world. Obviously. But given my track record, I don't think that's very likely. We all know that climate change is the slow warming of the earth. But do we know exactly what we should do about it? It's the general consensus that you should turn off the water when you're brushing your teeth or when you leave a room, and that you turn off the lights when you leave a room. But in my opinion, that's just to save money. But in a way, it is common sense for lifestyle. Some drive hybrid cars, and some change their light bulbs. But is that really all we can do? At our 2006 General Assembly, Unitarian Universalists voted to work to change to reduce our contributions to greenhouse gases that are warming the earth, and to work together with others to change our society so that our government policies move us to a more sustainable lifestyle. This movement followed suit from several other organizations that were formed after several scientific findings came out publishing exactly what will happen. Consequently, regulation of carbon and other greenhouse gases has become an utmost priority, including the government as well as in activist communities. These efforts and organizations are to preserve hope for my generation. Changing our society's habits requires more than just turning the lights off. It requires support of governmental policies as well as changing the way we view the world. I'm glad to be in a community that shares that opinion. Now, the modern picture of a stereotypical teenager in this day and age is the social network-reliant, acne-ridden teenager who sits in front of their computer all day. But yet many don't realize that we're growing up with several threats of destruction and several different mixed signals. It's much like threats of weapons or nuclear bombings. Now, we're constantly bombarded with mixed messages on current events and with leaders who don't make very quick decisions as our democratic process is not the most efficient. Now, climate change is the looming threat that has instilled denial and fear like a widespread pandemic. Adults do not agree on solutions, and we hear that, and we wait for solutions, but all we hear is conflicting evidence. Yet we never have any conclusion, so we have no guarantee of what our future will be. Now, does this mean that our issue will vanish in 100 years? Not necessarily. Doesn't mean that there still aren't weapons on the earth. Now, what I want to see in the future is hybrid cars, state and federal initiatives, and reductions of greenhouse gases. Now, hopefully, we'll have readily accessible recycling and repurpose as much stuff as we can. But what I really, really want is more advanced technology that we can't recognize because our technology is obsolete. Now, I hope that we transition as a society away from fossil fuels and create sustainable communities and have less of a carbon footprint on the earth. So I'm not standing here to say that all of our problems will go away, and I'm not standing here to say that it will all suddenly cease tomorrow. I want to say that I hope that you will drive the initiatives that it takes, including governmental policies and individual efforts that you can take. I hope that we work together to create a sustainable way of life. Thank you.
Leah spoke to you about a statement of conscience on the threat of global warming and climate change that was crafted by UUs in 2006. And what we're going to be doing today is discussing what are our actual morals, what are our values, what are the ethics that go behind this, and do we share them with the broader UU statement. And we're going to be speaking in groups among ourselves about this. Let me just tell you that the statement of conscience was based on the values of a renewed reverence for life and a respect for the interdependent web of all existence. The statement called on us to embrace new practices, ethics, and values to guide our lives on a warming planet. It also stated that we as Unitarian Universalists are called to join with others to halt practices that fuel global warming and climate change, to instigate sustainable alternatives, and to mitigate the impending effects of global warming, climate change, with just and ethical responses. So here at UUFBR, we've been guided by this statement of conscience to create a climate change working group. In OSIAS at the back, you will see the type of outreach that we are doing with the support of the endowment fund when we created South Florida Climate Action Partners.org, which is about trying to educate the public and create dialogue around our regional climate action plan and our response. We have created sea level awareness poles. One of them is out here in our sanctuary. One of them is at Gumbo Limbo Nature Center. One of them is at the Youth Activity Center for Disadvantaged Children in Veterans Park in West Boca. And these sea level poles share the best science we have in our region about what we can expect as sea level rises. When my daughter Leah is 45 years old, the sea level is expected to have raised a minimum of 6 inches, which means for Florida that we will have salt water in our aquifer. And if we go to desalination, it means that we have more energy demand in the state of Florida than our energy grid can currently support. So those are the kind of challenges that I know my daughter will face. There are many things that are unknown, but the sea level rise is measured by NOAA in 1 millimeter increments from satellites. So we have a pretty good idea that the most conservative estimate will probably occur. And let's hope that's all. We've also created much dialogue in the community, which we regard to be very important, civil dialogue on this subject. March 2nd of this year, we hosted a large event, and we had national speakers to come in and explain the best science as we know it now, what the challenges are, what the uncertainties are, and many of you were there in attendance, and many of you volunteered to make it happen. And we do think it's part of our theology to stimulate dialogue, get more people involved in dialogue. So we are currently investigating and talking in this congregation about the Green Sanctuary process to see if we would like to work together to move our congregation into a more green and sustainable relationship with Earth and to create a model or an example or just to get on board to show the community with some of the wonderful things that can be done. And we're working toward an Earth Festival for next Earth Day. And we're hoping that we can bring here to UUFBR on our grounds and the grounds of the park next door some of the most exciting opportunities that can help lead us into sustainability. So this morning, we would like to explore and we would like to have you discuss why we are motivated to do these things. The 2006 Statement of Conscience begins, "Earth is our home. We are part of this world and its destiny is our own." Do we all feel that way in 2013? That was written in 2006. The source of morals for the purposes of our discussions, when we say morals today, we're going to talk about the internal and the individual. We take moral action because we believe something is right or wrong. Morals define how things should work according to our individual ideals and principles. And so I ask you to, we're going to divide up into discussion groups, and I want you to discuss this question. Do we have a moral obligation to the future to leave a world as rich in possibilities as the world that was left to us. And I think we can get two groups over here, and I think we're going to maybe need four here and maybe two over here. But I'm now move, and we're going to discuss this question.
And after this, you may go have the food you really want. So I hope you enjoy your cookies and your cakes, and not to mention all the delicious, wonderful things there. Oh, should I finish the closing words? Yeah, I probably should. So the task of imagining ourselves into tomorrow, giving voice to our hopes, and influencing our direction is a sacred one. Tamara Payne Alex. Go eat.